praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Jesus came down, died, and saved my own wretched soul. And oh, yeah, if I was so chosen my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name, oh, he's good, and all the time he's good. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the stone in which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us, crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let them that are hid in Christ Jesus say, amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. All praise his holy name. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And we give thanks to God for you this morning, the few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio. We also welcome our new listening audience that has tuned in this morning from the Mile High City there in Denver, Colorado. All praise be to his holy name. For the Bible said, for many are called, but a few are chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, and declares, all praise his name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus, as the grace of God has allowed us to enter into a new season. For 7 long days and 7 long nights has he kept us from the wiles of the devil, from the violent men, from sickness and disease. Somebody right now should be saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. We're truly grateful and thankful to be back on the mic in the house again. For the Lord is good. He has blessed us with a little R&R. And the only thing about R&R, you got to be very careful, because you may find yourself in a lot of trouble. But the Lord is good, for his mercy endured forever. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Luke, the 13th chapter. And once again this morning, God the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to try to bring you out of the darkness of religion and get you to rest in this marvelous light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. All praise his holy, holy name. Luke chapter 13, and starting here in that 24th verse, Jesus says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and should not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and had shut the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. Oh, praise his name. For the Lord, he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. The Bible tells us that Brother Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, he says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearance. Paul also tells us in Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30, for I know this, that after mine departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. See, Paul here in this 20th chapter in the book of Acts, he's speaking to the elders, the overseers. And note that Brother Paul didn't say maybe they shall enter in. He said they shall. And he called them grievous wolves, and he's warning the elders, the overseers, the pastors, the bishops, which one and the same, them to watch for them. In the book of Jude, we find that Brother Jude, he called them ungodly men. Filthy dreamers, he said, brute beasts. And Brother Jude also said that we, the saved, are to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jesus, our master, the messenger of God, his beloved son, said, he called them thieves and robbers. These ungodly men, filthy dreamers, brute beasts, thieves and robbers, are men which prefer not to preach the gospel of the kingdom, which Jesus preached, but they preach their own gospel. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming up unto the Father but by me. Jesus also said, ye search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. The master of the house is about to rise up and shut the door, and they will find out to their horror, many folk, that they are on the outside. They will knock on the door, asking the Lord to open the door for them. And he will say, he does not know what household they're from. Certainly not his. The master of the house in Luke 13, 25 is God the Father. The house represents Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The door represents the faith that comes from the one true gospel that believers must enter into Christ by in order to be saved. And all of those left outside of the house have chosen not to enter into Jesus Christ by the faith in a baptism of death, the only door to the house. And the faith comes only from the one true gospel that requires a total loss of our lives. My friends, the power to become a son of God and stay a son of God is in our choice to which gospel we choose to listen to and support and live by. But there is an offense to this one true gospel, and that offense is the cost of our entire life. We must give up our bodies and all our lives by the faith to be resurrected to the resurrected Christ inside of us. For him to do the Father's will, or else we have no eternal life or resurrection. We don't want to let go of our lives. You see, no one wants to die. We all want to do our own thing. It's natural. It's a natural occurrence to show yourself what you can do and things that you can bring to pass. But if our faith is not exclusively in Jesus Christ and him crucified, the result is we will fall back in to sin. And my friends, this will happen to all of us. It will happen to me. It will happen to you. It will happen to all of us. But the good news is that just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. The truth, my friends, is we can't find Christ in the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus says, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that finds it. In our own strength, it is impossible. It is impossible in our own strength for us to do anything good due to the law of sin and death. With man, it is impossible. But with Christ living in the believer by the faith, all things all possible. Only Christ living through us by the faith in our baptism of death with him on the cross can make us free from the power or the sin nature in our flesh. Romans chapter 6, verse 7, the Spirit of the Lord says, "For he that is dead is freed from the power of the sin nature." And when we lose our entire life by this one faith and then offer it to Christ, who gave his life for us, we find Christ's eternal life living through us, destroying all the works of the world, the flesh, and the devil. For how can a dead man sin? Only when our faith is removed from the cross, we fall back into sin. And once again, it will happen to us all. But if our faith remains in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross, then he cannot sin.